Michael Irvin throws down Cowboys hot sports opinions each week on The Hardline. Thursday afternoons at 6:10. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet, Subway, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It is 4:39 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. It's The Hardline. Good afternoon, everybody. We're down in Houston. It is Super Bowl week. And the entire American mass media is down here in Houston for this.
It's got to be as cold in here as out.
Cold or in?
Yeah, it's got to be as cold inside here than it is outside.
Didn't you have a sweatshirt or anything?
No. I went to try to buy one, but the place was closed.
Wow.
So, David, I didn't get to spend $89 for a sweatshirt.
Now, I, on the other hand, have been burned by Super Bowl weather on many occasions. And I was not about to let that happen this time.
You've had to buy clothes, I know for a fact, in Atlanta that one year, didn't you?
No, I had to mooch them. I don't think I bought anything outside of what I would normally buy, but I did have to mooch some, and I had to get a coat shipped to me.
Because that's when we went down there to Atlanta, and that ice storm blew in.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was cold. Remember walking to the...
Oh, gosh.
Were you there, Corby?
No.
It was in the 20s all week.
Yeah, just ice everywhere.
There? No, I wasn't.
You weren't?
No. I wasn't working with you.
We would walk that 4 blocks to the site every day. It was just...
4 blocks? You had to walk?
Yeah.
And it was cold and completely icy.
Then in New Orleans 2 years ago, here I am thinking it's going to be big weather again down there, big cold weather, so I bring nothing but jeans and sweatshirts, and it's 88 degrees
and humid.
Yes. A humid 88 degrees to the point where I just couldn't stand being outside in jeans and a sweatshirt and had to go buy shorts and sandals and stuff.
And t-shirts.
Yeah.
So now you can dress from 2 below to 95, right?
And I brought all of it for this trip. I'm not going to let that happen again.
I'll be purchasing some kind of coat tonight, some kind of jacket.
Did you guys see last night on that show, that first Super Bowl show on HBO, the press conference that was held to announce the merger?
Yes.
Who was there?
Yes.
On it was Pete Rozelle, obviously.
Yeah, Tex
right?
Schramm.
Tex Schramm, yeah, well, on his
Tex,
right.
Hey, nothing happened. Pete Rozelle was the commissioner, but Tex Schramm ran the NFL. That's what
you
I've
know
always
where
heard.
The details of the merger were worked out at?
No.
Love Field. In the parking lot in Tex Schramm's car. Just him and Lamar Hunt there. That's where they worked out the basics of it.
Wow.
And they turned it over to the lawyers to, you know, dot I's and cross T's and whatnot. And then, with Pete Rozelle sitting around in a very informal way, it looked like he was sitting on a little ottoman or something, smoking.
Yeah, you'll never see that. He's tugging on a cigarette, like, over and over.
That was
great.
Just commonplace back then.
Man, the world was a better place when you could smoke in public.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
They were inseparable.
Ask her if she thinks it's a better place.
Hey, back then, I'm sure
they
she was fine.
Hey, you can still do it now.
Yeah, but you know,
nobody does.
You can't do it
now. There's
you can't
no
smoke on talk shows anymore. Did you think that was cool when those guys
no,
would be half...
No, I never think it's cool
no.
when anybody...
Okay, listen, I don't think smoking is cool. Let me put that... I don't smoke, for one. But there was something. There's something cool looking at it
no,
now.
No, it's not. I think it
so
makes
does it
somebody
disgust
look like
you?
It. Yes, it does.
So that
smoking has always disgusted.
And I'll tell you something else. They smoke too much in movies. There is way too much of an emphasis on smoking.
You know why?
In movies.
You know why?
Why?
Because cinematographers love smoke. They love the.
Why?
Because they can light it.
Yeah.
And you get movement.
Yeah.
Like
that is exactly why.
I don't
they
think
do
Sean
it.
Penn had a scene in Mystic River where he wasn't smoking.
Right.
Not one.
It's really cool for cinematographers
up,
to play with smoke.
Well, it makes me crazy.
Everybody
because
smokes.
People in real life don't smoke as much as those people in movies do.
No. And like Charlize Theron, I told you guys, she had to learn how to smoke. She was lighting cigarettes with other cigarettes. She had to learn how to smoke for that movie.
That makes me sick.
How'd you like to do that? And not be able to quit, maybe. Because there's pretty good odds that, you know, you smoke that much.
Yeah.
And the sweet Charlize Theron ends up sounding like Pete Rose's sister.
They were inseparable.
So they could play a game of which one of Charlize's Theron's siblings smoke. All right, well, there's our sports quick hit segment. 444 here on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket coming up next.
Stop it.
Quit burping on the air, Corby.
That was not me. That was not me.
Well, if you'd quit drinking that Dr. Pepper, you wouldn't burp.
I'm not drinking Dr. Pepper.
You just took a drink. You're see? You burped again. I'd rather hear that than what I heard in the bathroom a minute ago from a very well-known sports figure.
What happened?
Ooh, what'd you hear?
He was having problems in the stall.
Was it Skip? Woo. Was it Skip?
No.
It's me.
No.
Susie Colbert?
No, I don't go into women, although, you know, I had before.
What was it?
Was it George?
I'm not going to say that.
That was me.
Grego.
No, come on, Greg.
Custom.
No one's listening.
But they were having some problems.
What kind of problems? A noisy BM?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was complete with groaning and moaning and everything.
Oh, no.
I mean, they sounded like they were trying to land a watermelon or something. It was horrible. I ran out. I wasn't even finished peeing, but I had to get out. I was scared.
All right, coming up.
Rob, stop.
Would you knock it off so I can do this?
Keep it coming, Rob.
God.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Coming up next, we're going to hook up the wireless. We're going to go up and down Radio Row here and find out who's talking football and who's not here on The Ticket.